Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 22nd, 1983, heartfelt tributes and praises were showered on the late Captain George Ferguson. Among those paying tributes was Democratic Labour Party Member of Parliament, Mr. Branford Tate. During his eulogy at St. Mary's Church, he remembered his special friendship with the captain and said he was a man without enemies, a man of knowledge, skill, and tremendous experience, a complete selfless man. Mr. Tate, who represented the St. Michael South constituency, formerly held by Captain Ferguson, spoke warmly of their friendship and remembered the special relationship Captain Ferguson shared with residents of the Fontebelle Paris Gap community. He was nothing other than a friend to them, Mr. Tate said. Despite the steady drizzle, several hundred Barbadians gathered to pay their final respects. Among those in attendance were Governor General Sir Dighton Ward, Prime Minister Tom Adams, and other dignitaries. The funeral service was conducted by the church's rector, the Reverend Joseph G. Hennis. The pallbearers who carried the casket into the church were Mr. George Ferguson, Mr. Bruce H. Ferguson, Mr. Maurice Ferguson, Mr. Ian Ferguson, Mr. Michael Millington, Mr. Leonard Morris, Mr. Irvin DeFreitas, Mr. Belfield Seeley, Mr. Everest Morris, and Mr. Brian Cheeseman. Those who carried the body from the church included Mr. Errol Barrow, Mr. Neville Boxhill, Dr. Ramses Caddle, Mr. Philip Graves, Mr. Peter Morgan, Mr. Anderson Morris, Mr. Fred G. Smith, Mr. Branford M. Tate, and Mr. Frank L. Walcott. The honorary pallbearers were Mr. Edwy Talma, Mr. Winter Crawford, Mr. Fred Goddard, Mr. Cameron Tudor, Mr. Milton Vaughan, Mr. Delisle Morris, Mr. J.B. Patsy Springer, Mr. Wilfred Ferguson, the deceased's brother, and Mr. DeCoster Joy Edwards. Following the service, a police-escorted motorcade traveled along Broad Street to the Coast Guard station at the pierhead, where Captain Ferguson's casket was placed aboard the Coast Guard vessel named in his honor, the George Ferguson. The vessel then sailed out to sea, accompanied by a flotilla, including the last vessel the captain had sailed from the United States, the tug Barbados, the Coast Guard flagship Trident, the Jolly Roger, and a motor yacht carrying officials from the Barbados Cruising Club, where Captain Ferguson had served as a former commodore, an active member. The final farewell took place approximately 4 nautical miles west of the deep water harbor, where the casket was committed to the sea in 192 fathoms or 1,152 feet of water. Mourners, including opposition leader Mr. Errol Barrow, Mr. Branford Tate, and relatives aboard the Trident, placed wreaths upon the rain-spattered sea. The body of Captain George Ferguson was committed to the deep by Father Joseph Hennis.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.